Ah, yes, the squeal tells you it's Pig Radio. What else? KPIG Freedom 107 Oink 5 FM, KPYG FM 94 Oink 9, Cayuca San Luis Obispo, and kpig.com on the World Wide Web. It's time right now for his morning commentary. So here now, Travis T. Hip.
Well, the red herring the size of Moby Dick is currently cruising the waters of the Potomac River and adjacent basins to try and confuse the world about what's going on in Washington, D.C. The whole of the news commentary is dominated by the question of whether or not the deadline of August 7th will be met for the United States to meet its credit obligations, or whether we will, pay a 15 or 20% penalty on our next month's billing from the credit card. Come on, folks. The reality of things is they will find some way of settling this debt limit scene. It will happen. The problem is that in order to make it happen, the Republicans are holding out and holding hostage the entire American economy over the question of whether or not to retain the tax breaks for millionaires at all passed by George Bush a decade ago before the collapse. Now, that is the front story, and it's moderately important to the degree that if it were to happen, it would become news. But the backstory, the reality is that the Republicans have already accomplished what they've set out to do. They have stalled, objectified, and entirely delayed this entire process to a point on the calendar where it is no longer physically possible for the United States government to pull its act together by the 1st of October in order to have a functioning, in-place budget of appropriations to run the government for the next year. That's what they are trying to do. They don't care. They will gladly raise the debt limit. And if they can chisel a few things out of the president in the way of $1 trillion here and $1 trillion there in tax cuts or in spending cuts, so much the better. But that is just the front. The reality is that if the government, the legislature, the House of Representatives in specific, because money bills must originate in the House, unless the House of Representatives pulls together a budget which is already 4 months overdue, and the appropriations to make that budget real, which are due by the end of September, then the government falls back into the same pit we are currently digging ourselves. The continuing resolution based on the budget of 2010, which of course was prepared in 2009, that budget totally eliminates any and all money for implementing the major accomplishments of the Obama administration. Health care, you got to hire a lot of nurses, can't do it, we don't have the money in the budget. Environmental protection and oversight of oil drilling rigs offshore, can't do it. Maybe we don't have the money to hire the people to set up the offices to do the job. How about health care or the basics of all of the social programs that we currently have, from the financial reform bill to environmental protection? None of them existed in 2009 when this budget was created. Therefore, they will not exist in 2012 when the president has to show what he's accomplished during the first 3 years of his presidency. That is the master plan. That is what the Republicans set out to do, to defeat President Obama at any and all costs. And unfortunately, it appears to be what they have done. There's no damn way in the world that the budget and the appropriations are going to be put together in the next 60 to 80 days. Just can't happen. Which means that if it doesn't happen, the Republicans have won by totally undermining the government that they claim to have served. Sometimes I wonder, other times I'm sure. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the other foundations, none of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by these stations, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.